Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Michael Mann here, the co-founder of Man Made. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about routines, habits, and in particular, a routine that's kind of helping me to boost my productivity every single day. An approach, the way that I kind of see and view the world, so that I'm ready for each and every single day. You know, it's increasing my general well-being and stopping procrastination. And also, I guess the reason that I'm doing this is that a lot of people say to me like, oh, hey, Michael, you're so efficient, or how do you get so many things done per day? Well, to tell you the truth, it isn't always easy to get everything done every single day. And I think it's only natural that you can't be working at 110% every single moment of your life. You know, you're likely to get burnout. And burnout is something that I've experienced many a time. And now it's something that's been officially recognized by the World Health Organization. You know, when I experience burnout, it's one of these things where I feel like, you know, everything's so overwhelming. There's just so many things to do. How am I supposed to do this while also keeping on top of everything else? I just feel like there's an insurmountable pressure that I can't overcome. So burnout is something that I've been trying to work out whilst also being able to maximize every single day. And when you don't manage to finish everything you've tried to set out to do, perhaps you feel guilty that you haven't done everything that you could have done. Maybe you've procrastinated a little bit too much, or maybe you've done something that perhaps doesn't make you too happy. And I think by using this routine, just this week actually, I've been able to feel a bit more accomplished every single day. And know that I've been able to do what I've set out to do because I've set a clear vision. You know, that's the key thing. By setting that clear vision, I've been procrastinating a lot less. So without further ado, here we go. You know, the first mistake that 99% of people I know make are that they look at their phones the first thing in the morning. Now, I had a massive problem with this. You know, I wake up and immediately check my emails, check any calls that I may have missed, find out what's going on, you know, whatever it may be, look at the news. You know, and there's a massive problem to that. And to understand that a bit more, I actually need to speak about brainwave states. Now, a lot of this I've learned from researching videos myself, and I'm not a neuroscientist or anything. I just happen to soak up knowledge pretty well. And I guess that's part of who I am as a person, and maybe you are too. But there are essentially four brainwave states. You have beta, which is what we are right now, which is what we're awake, we're fully functioning. We have delta, which is when you're fast asleep. And in between those two states are theta and then alpha. Now, these are the best learning states. And theta is when you're in and out of sleep, and it's also known as the creative state. Everyone experiences this all the time. And to give you an example, you know, just think about when you're close to falling asleep or when you're tired in bed. Sometimes you just come up with these crazy ideas that just get you buzzing and you just can't see a world without it. It's just one of them things. One of the ways to get into a theta state is to actually have a shower. You know, showers can help put you into theta as well, which is why you have the term shower thoughts. And last but not least, you actually have alpha. Now, alpha is slightly above theta, so in between awake and drifting into sleep. And it's a state of accelerated learning and relaxed awareness. If you're a meditator, this is a state you're in now, alpha. You know, you've put your critical mind aside. And one of the ways to give an example of this is that, have you ever noticed when you're watching television with someone and sometimes you try to talk to them, but they're just so absorbed of what's going on? You know, that is the alpha state, where information is just going deep into your mind. And knowing that you're in these first two states first thing in the morning, you're much more susceptible to suggestion. And if the first thing you do is actually pick up your phone, then it's rewiring your brain. It's training you to be distracted. It's training you to be more reactive to your environment as opposed to proactive. You know, your life is being dictated by what's going on around you in the media as opposed to what you choose to do. You know, in fact, did you know that the average person opens up Instagram 150 times a day? These states can be created by design, so it's really important to know that. And when learning that, I've now decided to not use my phone for the first hour or even 2 hours of the day. And that's kind of the beginning of my routine. I wake up and I do not look at my phone. The next thing I do is I make my bed. You know, if you're a young person like me, sometimes you just can't be bothered to do that, but do it anyway. It gives you that sense of accomplishment. Wow, you've already achieved something already. You've already taken the first steps of successful moments into your day. And then the next thing that I do is I actually go ahead and brush my teeth with my other hand. Now, this sounds a little bit crazy, but the reason that I do this is because it's been known that for example, when you eat with the other hand, it can build neuroplasticity. Now, neuroplasticity is the term for the links between certain sections of your brain, and it can start to develop that further. And it's a small thing that I've just started to do, which helps to activate my brain a little bit in the morning. The next thing is once I've made my bed, once I've brushed my teeth, washed my face, that kind of thing, I go straight into the kitchen and I just down the water. Your brain is 80% water. So when you sleep, you lose a lot of that water content in the body. So first thing is rehydrate and get that back into the system. The next step is to meditate and do mindfulness techniques. And I do this basically for two reasons. The first thing is to get oxygen back into the brain. You know, breathing gets you in that. And the next reason that I do this is to train my brain muscles to be able to focus how I want to. You know, just how you train your arms to be stronger, you can train your brain as well. And by training your brain to be able to always come back to that present state, you can avoid a lot of detrimental mental situation. You know, if my mind starts to wander somewhere that it shouldn't be, I can bring the focus back to what I can be working on. And when you're procrastinating, that is a very powerful tool. And then after doing about 10 or 20 minutes of meditation, I then like to start to move my body a little bit. You know, I don't exercise, but if you do, this is a good time to do it because it starts to really get the blood moving and flowing through the system, you know, flowing to the brain, flowing to the different parts of the body. And that's really important. You know, as I say, if you don't do exercise, it doesn't matter. Try to think about doing something for 2 minutes that can really increase your heart rate. So for example, you may do a series of crunches, you may do a series of burpees, you may do some jumping jacks just to get that blood flowing through the system. And once you've done that, you're pretty much onto the final part of the routine. I start to write in my journal. Now, I've tried to do many iterations of journals and that kind of thing in the past, and I've just never followed through. It's just one of these things where perhaps maybe I was setting my target too high, or I was writing too much in a journal and I just lost a bit of interest. But actually, if you look at all the successful people that I've ever been, they all keep a journey or a diary or some sort. So what do you write in your journal? You know, I've now simplified this into just three things. First, I write 5 things that I'm grateful for. People that I'm grateful for, objects that I'm grateful for, feelings or moments that I'm grateful for. This sense of gratitude really helps you to make you feel better. You know, I've spoken about this a lot of times. And if you start to become an appreciating person and a positive person, you will start to build a magnetic personality where when you go to networking or where you go to events, people just circulate around you because you're just this positive buzz of energy. Now, the next thing that I do is I write 3 daily goals, 1 set for personal and 1 set for professional. And if I can just accomplish these 6 things, then I can go ahead and call it a successful day. You know, it's building a vision for every single day. Every single day you have a vision and every single day you know what you've got to do and know where you have to be. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that hard either. You know, for example, one of your goals could be I want to do the website. But if you can, be a little bit more specific. You know, for example, I want to write 1,000 words on 1 page of my website. You know, something like that is a bit more specific. And if you really want to take things advanced, then you can do the SMART goals as well. But I try not to. I try to keep it simple so that I can have a bit more of a flexibility to my vision. And then that's me ready. You know, some people like to add breakfast in or a power smoothie and supplements, but I've just started to take this on. You know, it's scientifically proven that having breakfast in the morning really gives you the energy throughout the day. But this is something that I'm still working on. You know, that's something that I still need to build on. But yeah, that's pretty much me ready. But even though I've only just started to do this for this week, it's really helping me to feel much more accomplished in my day and make me feel more in control of my feelings. And even my destiny, you know, I feel that I have control over where I'm going because I'm setting these daily goals. You know, I have that vision. And by being able to have that vision, I can feel accomplished and I can feel like I'm moving forward and I feel like I'm getting things done. And even if I don't manage to get everything that I want done, but I manage to accomplish those 6 things, I just feel like, wow, okay, I've done my 6 things. I can feel happy and content about that. You know, the thing is that science proves that the happiest people in the world are those who can actually control whether or not they're happy. They can control their feelings. And that's the skill we're trying to achieve with general health and well-being. And finally, it's important to understand that everyone works differently, so it doesn't matter when you wake up. Yes, in the past, it's evidently proof that the most successful people get up earlier in the day. It means that they have more time to be able to achieve things. But for me, for example, I'm more productive in the early hours of the morning and evening. So for example, like 10 p.m. to 3 a.m, you know, I'm super productive during them times. So whether you wake up at 6 a.m. to do the routine, or you wake up at 1 p.m, if you're still able to fulfill some of these steps in this routine, and I know not all of them are possible all the time, you may be really busy, or you maybe really have to get up even earlier than you normally do, but it's a step in the right direction. And that's what you need to do. You need to start to take steps and be able to control how you feel, when you feel, and understanding why you feel that way. Bringing back burnout into this, you know, I've suffered this for the 3 years that I've been running this business. You know, the thing is that you feel a tremendous amount of pressure on your shoulders and you're not managing stress in the best way. And from research and from understanding the condition and how I feel and my triggers, I realized that actually the routine and being positive and setting the goals, these small things which are processes that you can take, can really help. You know, I'm sort of person that's like fly by the seat of your pants. And I don't like plans, and I don't like to plan every single thing, even though I should do. It's just not who I am. And so therefore, I have to wrap my processes and the way that I work into a process, into a routine and a habit that I form every single day, so that it can help me achieve the most I can without feeling burnt out. So I thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you can share this with your colleagues and comment below with whether or not you've managed to try out the routine and how it's worked for you. You know, it's really important that, you know, people give me some verification to see whether or not it's happening. So that's why I've set the task to Cindy and Emma as well. And next week I'll be updating you with how it's made them feel and how it's given me a bit of direction over the coming week. So I thank you very much for listening, everyone, and look forward to speaking to you on Monday, which is our next series of Who Am I? We're really excited to do this next one because it's going to be a big story, and we really hope you can be involved.